USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says President Trump is not going to release his tax returns.
Look, as I understand it, the president's pretty clear. Once he's out of audit, he'll think about doing it, but he is not inclined to do so at this time. He turned over hundreds of pages of a financial disclosure form during the campaign. Everyone knows he's a very successful billionaire. He's had a lot of success in the business world, but people see what he's been able to accomplish.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. Now, House Democrats have gave the IRS until 5 p.m. Eastern time to hand over the president's tax returns.
Today's suit enables us to make sure that those consequences are decided in a court of law, not on a cable news network, not in an interview on a TV station.
Attorney Greg Kula is saying why the Osandario brothers are suing actor Jussie Smollett for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was held in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 15th Annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was held this morning. President Trump didn't make it, but his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, addressed the audience of about 1,000 and said that President Trump and the administration are friends of the Catholic faith.
So I'm comfortable as a Catholic, even though I work for a gentleman who is not Roman Catholic, that the principles of our faith are alive and well respected in this administration and are driving many of our policies.
The winner of last month's $768 million Powerball jackpot is coming forward. In Madison, Wisconsin, 24-year-old Manuel Franco says he bought the winning ticket at a Speedway gas station.
I honestly felt so lucky that I did look at the camera. And I really wanted to wink at it because I just had that lucky feeling.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday. Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video, and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, was speaking during the Time 100 summit in New York on Tuesday. He was asked about the Mueller report and investigations over whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 campaign.
Quite frankly, the whole thing's just a big distraction for the country. And you look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy than a couple of Facebook ads. If you look at the magnitude of what they did and what they accomplished, I think the ensuing investigations have been way more harmful.
Hillary Clinton was also speaking at that Time 100 summit, and she was asked about the Mueller report as well.
We were the subject of a foreign adversary's attack, an attack on our election, an attack on our sovereignty, an attack on our democracy. This is not just about a reckoning with the recent past. This is about what is going on today and the threats to our next election, to our defense as a nation.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.